Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
How you doing, buddy? Making
just
it?
Sneezed so hard, I think it threw my shoulder out.
How did it? How did it?
Getting old.
You are. Just lay down, okay? Just lay down. Take it easy today. My God. Well, anyway, let's get through this now that Hunter has a dislocated shoulder. It's time for your history lesson.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, June 23rd, 1926.
Okay.
The first lip reading tournament in America was held in Philadelphia.
What?
Folks.
Lip reading?
Folks, if you, in this day and age, ever say you're bored, I want you to remember this fact, okay? I want you to remember this day in history, that they were so bored back in 1926.
God.
What should we do today, honey? Well, I don't know. There's a lip reading tournament going on down at the rec hall. Oh, that sounds great. I never want to hear anyone bitch. If my daughter, when she is able to talk, ever says, Dad, I'm bored. I'm going to be like, oh, yeah? Well, guess where we're going? A lip reading tournament. Because you literally have everything at your disposal to keep you entertained. Everything.
I feel like my wife could win that tournament. Just saying. Dude, that's kind of scary that people can do that. That's a skill.
Oh, yeah.
You could be across the way and know exactly what somebody's saying. That's kind of scary.
I don't know. I don't think my wife is a good lip reader, but she does have supersonic hearing. I can't tell how many times I've been like,
eyes in the back of her head.
My God. What is it about women? They got ears like a cat, like a Bengal tiger. They can hear everything.
We get it. You're aware. We understand. You know everything about me. Cripes.
We get it. I'm in trouble because of what I said or did, and you know about everything. We get it. I don't know, and I'm not taking anything away from lip readers, but I don't think this would be something that I would spend a Saturday doing, is going to a lip reading tournament.
How do you practice? Hey, can you go over there and just read this?
Maybe that's what it is.
I'm gonna stare at you for a little while and just figure that out.
Isn't the guy behind the bad lip reading, remember when that was huge? Like I think he was deaf, and that's why he able to do the bad lip reading thing or something. Like, or he had a friend that was deaf, and so, like, I don't know. Like, it was just, it's crazy how he got by. I could be wildly off on that. I could just be throwing that out there in the ether. But
I wonder if you could YouTube a tutorial on how to lip read. Probably, huh?
Well, look what I'm going to do right now. We got the time. YouTube. Lip reading tutorial.
Like, it'll pop up because your wife's been there a few times.
Yeah, yeah. Damn it, I knew it. Introduction to Lip Reading by George Valenta. There you go. See? And there's another lady. Oh, there's a bunch on here.
Wow.
I wish you could read my lips right now, Hunter. Yeah, right now.
What are you saying?
It's not nice. It's not nice.
Nothing good. I was going to say.
But yeah, so there you go. They were bored in 1926, so much so that they had the lip reading tournament.
That's why the NFL coaches put the thing over their face, right? So they can't.
Yeah.
Lip read.
I think so. Anyway. All right. There you go. That is your history lesson for today. Did you like that one? That was a good one, wasn't it? Your comedian for today is Jim Gaffigan. We'll be back.